This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I went 9 for 24 on my Oscars ballot last night. 9 correct guesses out of 24 categories. Not great, but hey, at least I got the big one right, Moonlight as Best Picture. Wesley Morris writes on film and culture for the New York Times. Wesley, it's good to talk to you again.
Oh, my God. Hi. Nice to talk to you.
All right. So, along those lines, cast your mind back 18-ish, whatever it was, hours. And I want you to clear your brain of everything you have discovered since that envelope was opened. And when you heard La La Land as Best Picture, what was your first thought?
Of course.
Really?
It was of course. I was not surprised. As a professional, you know, moviegoer,
movie picker, yes.
You get used to certain results recurring with a few surprises here or there. It just seemed kind of inevitable that La La Land was going to be Best Picture. So, you know, when Faye Dunaway said La La Land in the way that she said it, it just seemed like, you know, of course.
Are you heartened at all? I mean, given all the conversations that you and I have had about big tentpole movies and how, you know, the flashy ones get all the drama, are you heartened at all that Moonlight made for $1.5 million that you and I have talked about as being just an exquisite picture? You must be heartened that finally got it, right?
Oh, sure. It's great. There's no downside to Moonlight winning Best Picture at all. I do think there'll be a lot of people in various parts of the country who will be like, what is that now?
Yeah.
But I think that's more an indication of, I can't even say that it's a matter of how fractured the movie going situation is right now. I mean, under no circumstances was Moonlight ever supposed to conquer the box office.
Right.
It's made about $22 million at this point. And that's a lot of money for a movie that is about the life of one person who is a gay black male from a housing project in Miami.
Right. Back up for a minute. What do you mean that the movie going thing is so fractured now?
Well, I was going to say the way we experience our movies, we're not going to the same stuff as often as we used to be going to the same stuff.
You mean all of us as a society?
Yeah, yeah. I just feel like, you know, last night there was a Manchester by the Sea constituency. There was a Hacksaw Ridge constituency. There were the La La Land people. And there was probably, I'm going to guess, now here's some data that I'm just going to challenge someone to disprove, which is that I don't think there's a great deal of overlap among those nine movies in terms of audience. But I think that there is a way in which your identity politics and your sort of this thing we're going through where we have to sort of partisanize so many things does create these blocks.
The finale aside and that whole brouhaha, was last night a good night for the motion picture industry in this country?
I think because of that, that brouhaha, you know, I think that going into the show, the conversation was about the representation issue.
Right.
This year, there were clearly people of color nominated. Several of them won. I think that took a lot of the pressure off the body of the Academy. But I mean, as you and I have talked about before, that really isn't,
right.
That's not really
right.
The issue,
right.
Right? I mean, it's not the Academy's problem. It's the movie's problem.
Wesley Morris, he writes on movies and culture and a bunch of stuff for the New York Times. Thanks, man. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. I'll talk to you later.